Last night I met with a class here, and that's the occasion for the group of poems I would like to bring initiated with this. When we met around a table, for most of us, it was our first encounter. I knew some people there. And we tried to find our way toward something significant for us all. I felt myself sustained by the kind of gathering it was. And several things came up. I just want to say a quick succession, some of the things. These were issues in the class. One of the issues was about American poetry now. I had this feeling there's a kind of tradition of human-centered, me-centered poetry. And then one thing that came up, a lot of these things were moves that I made, but some of them were back and forth, and then I sort of summarize it. A poem is your best remarks given an appearance of coherence was one. And writing poetry is a now thing. Being contemporary is not enough. It's too historical. It's already historical to be contemporary, but the arts are right now. Contemporary is a long time ago in the arts. The main event in a stanza may be something as trivial as a change of tense. I didn't know whether I prevailed with this idea. Things should happen in the language. I'm not sure that this was actually voiced. It's something I think I learned from reading carefully Don Quixote. And then this came to me afterward. You should leave things for the reader or hearer to do. Well, now one of the things that came up was, you know, how often do you write and so on. So I decided I should write while I'm here. I want to hazard this. It's two messages from the Fieries and the Snuffies. That's the building over there. And it wasn't until after I'd read this and I went out and looked and it says the Fieries and the Snuffies on the poetry house that I realized that I guess I'm a Snuffy. I guess that's what it means. I guess that means several kinds of people. Anyway, this is from one of the Snuffies, two little verses written this morning. They didn't say anything, but those plants from Mexico pressed against the window all night. I didn't know it, but in the morning there they were, sprawled on the screen and some reaching for the eaves. I went out and poured coffee grounds at their feet. Be here again tomorrow, I thought, even if I forget you, even if the window never opens and curtains are drawn at night. Across miles of the desert, be here.